know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling.
Hold it now.
From my Washington, D.C. studios, good morning.
Folks, good morning. Good morning. Trayvon Martin, 17-year-old kid, walking home about a month ago, Skittles in his pocket, iced tea in his coat. 28-year-old man, gated community, walks up to him, confronts him. Trayvon Martin ends up dead. The police come to the scene. The man, George Zimmerman, tells them, "I killed him in self-defense." Cops handcuff him, take him down to the police station. They release him. This guy's been walking around free for a month. How in the world can he shoot a 17-year-old black kid who wanted to grow up and be a pilot, cold-blooded, dead, on a public street and not be arrested? And the Sanford, Florida Police Department, they say, well, guess what? There's nothing to prove that it wasn't self-defense. Joining us right now is Ben Crump, the attorney for the Trayvon Martin's family. Ben, good morning.
Good morning, Roland.
This is a stunning, stunning story. We were talking about it all day yesterday on Twitter and Facebook. How in the world can Bill Lee, the Sanford, Florida Police Department, stand there and literally say there's no evidence to say that it wasn't self-defense when the person who was confronted is dead and the guy who is this essentially a vigilante is the one saying, "I shot him in self-defense"?
It's unbelievable, Martin. When it's our children who are the victims, it seems like we have to go through such extraordinary circumstances just to get simple justice. You know, this guy was told by the police when he called 911 to stay put, we'll be there in a few minutes. And for whatever reason, he just disregarded, ignored the police instructions, and got out with his 9mm handgun and confronted this kid. So it's ludicrous for him to allege self-defense. It just doesn't pass the common sense test, Roland. And
now he called 911 because he said that he saw, quote, a suspicious person. He sees Trayvon walking to home. His father was there with his fiance, and he was going there because Trayvon lives in Miami. Then all of a sudden, 2 minutes later, another resident calls 911 after hearing gunshots. Police get to the scene. Trayvon is on the ground dead with a gunshot wound, and standing over him is George Zimmerman, who is 28 years old. And the cops say, well, Zimmerman has a squeaky clean record, so therefore we didn't arrest him.
Yeah, and that was a lie. They told the family a lie, Roland. They looked Tracy Martin in the eyes, and they told him that the reason we're not arresting Mr. Zimmerman is because, one, he has a squeaky clean record. Two, he was a criminal justice student at University of Central Florida. Three, he had a license to carry a concealed weapon. And four, that he was head of the neighborhood watch program. So we just don't see why he would be the cause of this matter. And Mr. Martin said, well, did you run a background check on my son? Did you know also my son had a squeaky clean record? My son had never even been in a fight in high school. So why are you going to believe the man who killed my son in cold blood with a 9mm gun and my son only has Skittles? And the police detective had no answers. And from that point to this, they just refused to do the right thing. They continue to align themselves with this 28-year-old white man wearing 200 pounds who confronted this little black teenager at 140 pounds who only had a bag of Skittles and a can of iced tea.
What are we going to do?
So where are we now?
Yeah, what are we going
to
do about this?
Well, we have sued Tom, public records lawsuit, to get the 911 tapes, because the 911 tapes, we believe, tell the whole story. Is going to be riveting, and I think that's why they won't release them. It tells us three important factors on this 911 tape. Number one, it tells us why did George Michael Zimmerman say that this young man was suspicious. And he tells the 911 dispatcher why, and it's going to be riveting, and we all know, but it's one thing to hear. Number two, he says when she tells him to stay put, don't do anything, he tells the reason why he's going to disregard and ignore the police instruction, and that's going to be riveted. And three, when we hear the overall effect of that 911 tape rolling, we will be able to know what was the mentality of this Loose Cannon Homeowners Association representative when he got out with his 9mm to confront this young black man. And there's a reason Chief Bill Lee and the police department are not releasing that 911 tape for us to hear the truth.
the time also was going on here, because the police department did not arrest him, they are turning over their investigation to the state's attorney's office, and say it is up to them to decide whether or not he should be arrested, whether he should be charged. And so that's what they're doing. Tomorrow, Pastor Jamal Bryant of Baltimore will be heading down to Orlando to rally local pastors there as well. And so what civil rights leaders and others are saying is beginning to put the pressure on the police, on the state's attorney's office to make sure this guy gets arrested. Ben, go right ahead.
Yeah, we want them, your callers, to call the mayor, Jeff Triplett, and the black city manager who, for some reason, came out to say we're going to show support for this police chief and ask them why they haven't fired him. The phone number is 407-688-5001, and that's the mayor of Sanford, Florida. And why haven't they arrested this guy, fired this guy for not doing his job? Just arrest. He can make that self-defense claim in court. But to kill this kid in cold blood and never go home and sleep in his bed every night while Trayvon Martin is in a grave, it's just unbelievable to the parents. Mm. Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin are just devastated. They can't even grieve properly because the person who murdered their child is walking around, and if we don't get involved, they're going to sweep this under the rug. The state attorney is not going to do anything.
Stay on top of it, Ben Crump.
Ben Crump, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.